There it is, okay. Good morning, it is 9:08 now. Thursday, May the 12th, 2022. Pretty sure. It's breaking up. I was going to say, it's kind of a crappy morning, but the overcast seems to be breaking up as the sun gets up a little higher. It was 60 degrees when I got up this morning, and it's dropped to 56 when I left about half an hour ago, left the house. Winter's kind of raw. It's been a red flag day warning for a few days now. With the low humidity and high winds, which serves to make things prone to burn. So, wildfire season. Starting a little early. That's getting to the point now where it's always wildfire season. Seems like. What are they doing up here? I am moving so slow today, Jesus. I feel like I'm just barely poking along. Looks like they're doing something to the sidewalk. Kind of heavy equipment up here. I don't see it yet, but I hear it. Cleaning out the storm drain, maybe? Yeah, I felt like I was just barely moving along this morning. I can't seem to get out of my own way. I've been up since 5. I spent some time with the boy, as we started to call him. Cannoli's been ditch witch. Okay, they're running some kind of wire under the road, apparently. still remember. Morning. Not exactly sure what this is in service of, but they're doing something. Anyway, so the last couple of days have been frustrating because I didn't get out before 8 o'clock, and after 8 o'clock things just went to hell. Now, yesterday I had to do support for a medical procedure for my spouse. She needed to have a minor surgery. They put her out, so she needed a driver. And it started early. And by the time we got done, everything cleared away, and multiple trips to the pharmacy, it was like dinner time. It's quite frustrating. The other 2 days, I was waiting to hear from the various intake people. And I'm trying to set up appointments with service providers, and I guess I'm kind of spoiled. My main health provider is UC Health, but there's a second hospital in town, Banner. And anytime there's any crossover between the two, there's always this disconnect. And so it's been difficult to get through and I finally got it cleared up Tuesday, late in the day, but I got it cleared up Tuesday, and then had to deal with the other set of doctors yesterday. So, yeah, this is really the first chance I've had to walk. Which is too bad, because there have been a couple of really nice days. If I had gotten my act together and gotten out at 6, even 7, that would have worked a lot better, but I didn't. And I have only myself to blame for those. I did have a lot of chance to read. I did read a lot. I did. I'm coming up on the end of, I don't know which number, of 10 Realms books. that's become less about building and crafting and more about fighting, which there's certain balance is required in this kind of lit. I mean, if you're going to go dungeon diving, you have to fight a dungeon, which is what you craft for, to prepare for it, and do the dungeon dive, and then come back out and rinse, repeat. I also, thanks to somebody who left a comment, I think on my blog, also discovered that there's a new Jerry Boyd, there's a new Bob and Nikki out. So I have that to look forward to. So I've been reading a lot with the boy. He's been sitting on my lap and purring. And it's really hard for me to say, no, I don't really want a friendly cat to sit on me and purr and be warm and curl up on me and be trusting. It's just, it's not something I want. No, that's exactly what I want. So yeah, cat's been holding me down. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. It's not like it's a great onerous duty or anything. It's just, he's been such a pain in the ass for such a long time. To have him start to come around is really gratifying. World of Warships. They've had a big event going for the last couple of weeks. They had one weekend where you got 200% experience for the first win of the day, which is awesome. And then on Sunday they started a half price sale on some of the ships. And so I spent probably too much time trying to organize and backfill to take advantage of some of these low prices of the ships to build out my fleet a little bit. If you've only got one ship or two ships, it's easy for them to get tied up. And you're sitting there looking at somebody else fighting a battle. So I set myself a goal of establishing a line of ships that would let me just jump from one battle to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, rinse, repeat, and keep going in order to get through, you know, the daily challenges, to level up a little bit, to get a better handle on how this all works, to train my fingers. I still find myself going into reverse when I mean to be going to the left or the right. I still have trouble with the geometry of torpedoes. They're awesome when they hit. But getting them to hit is kind of a pain in the ass. There's a skill to it, and I find myself being drawn to that skill. It's actually a physical skill, not ticking up points on a skill meter. So I have to be able to kind of eyeball where are these ships going to go. I have a little hint from the game about if I fire my torpedoes now, where will the ship be when my torpedoes get there? But that only assumes that the ships that I'm shooting at aren't going to change course. And for some of them, they aren't. And so when you can find the ones that you know are going to go straight, it's real easy. Sit back 8 kilometers away. Shoot your torpedoes down the lane. And then sneak away. It's really satisfying when they hit. they don't hit very often. I don't know what my torpedo hit ratio is, but I'm guessing I fire about 10 torpedoes for everyone that actually hits. Which is kind of a pain, because the game charges me for everyone I fire. It's not a bad game, I have to say. It is not a bad game. I don't know how much I want to invest in it. Oh, somebody's phone took a hit. Well, I guess that's just a case, but still. I'm not sure how much I want to invest in it. Same with House Flipper. House Flipper was kind of cool, but there's only so much I'm interested in picking up a vase and putting it on a stand. There's only so much I'm interested in. Okay, we're gonna knock down this wall. We're gonna put up a new wall, and then we're gonna paint it or wallpaper it or whatever. The garden DLC is really kind of interesting, but again, you have to put down, you want to plant a patch of carrots, you have to put down every single carrot. It's like, okay, I'm going to put down a row of 20 carrots. So you have to put down 20 carrots, one at a time. It's not like Factorio where you could just sort of press a button and drag them along. It doesn't, as far as I know, it doesn't work that way. From that perspective, Factorio is a hell of a lot more interesting. It's a lot more fun. EJ found a game called Prehistoric Kingdom. Yeah, Prehistoric Kingdom, I think. Which is basically Zoo Tycoon, but with dinosaurs. And she's really stoked about that. It's apparently early access game on Steam. She's always been a bit of a dinosaur head. She knew all the dinosaurs. When she was a little kid, we decorated her room with dinosaur borders. And she knew why an Apatosaurus was an Apatosaurus and not a Brontosaurus. I mean, she knew all of this esoteric dinosaur stuff. The Parasaurolophus. So for her, playing Ark is like, ah! She gets to ride the dinosaurs. She really likes the Thylacoleos, the big cats. I like the Argies, the big birds. She likes the Thylacoleos. The skill tree is fun. The breeding is fun. I think, you know, that's why I like modded Minecraft. Modded Minecraft and modded... I don't want a lot of mods in my Ark. But modded Minecraft is kind of fun. the particularly those that use various technologies. There's one mod that lets you do storage, digital storage. So you actually make disk drives and upload your stuff into the disk drives and then use basically a computer interface to find them and put them back out again. Well, they have taken down the gazebo. That's funny because the ingress and Pokemon waypoint is still going to be there because that's not tied to the physical space. So there's a certain archaeological aspect of the augmented reality games where the augments that were tied to an object, that were tied to a space, will persist long after that space changes, long after that object is gone. At least as long as the game exists, I suppose. No, I'm not going back to Minecraft. Morning. Morning. Happy dog. He was interested in me. He's interested in something else now. Jeez, I am just barely crawling along. 23 minutes. And I started late. Started the recording late. Anyway, I did walk. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.